We haven't talked about the sound of war, the sounds.
Oh. From my backyard, you can see the Tulsa Country Club's fireworks. And when they send up one of those that goes, pow, those loud ones, I hit the ground. I'm shell-shocked. For the moment, I'm in battle.
Even to this day?
Yeah, to this day. I worked at the refinery. They'd have a fire in the refinery every day. They'd do gasoline and glassware, and it would break, and the fire would be on the table. I would hit the ground. The chemist would laugh at me. What's he doing on the ground? And they'd take an extinguisher. I'm in battle. That saved my life.
So then on Saipan, did you take any other hit?
That was it. I was lucky. Luckiest guy in the world. Let me tell you one other story. Here I am in the tent. I've had my arm bandaged. There wasn't anyone else in that tent but me. Now, they'd had a lot of casualties, but they'd taken them all out of there, put them aboard ship. And here I am, bored to death, but at least they're not shooting at me. And there was a guy came in that had authority. I don't know who he was. He said, "Are you walking wounded?" I said, "I guess so." I said, "I can walk." He said, "Well, that surgeon in this tent needs help." I said, "My God, I don't know anything about surgery." He said, "Well, you can go and help him. Whatever you can do, do. It's at night. There's no light. If you turn on light, enemy will shoot you dead." So I went into this tent, and he's operating on an old boy. The guy's got a hole in his chest. You know, shrapnel. It's like a knife. It'll cut you. At the same time, it's hot. It burns the skin. Well, you got to cut that skin away if you're going to pull it together, because that's infection. So I went in and I said, "Doc, I see you're by yourself." And he said, "Yeah. Pull this light for me, will you?" It's a flashlight. He said, "I'm trying to sew this man up." He said, "He's got a hell of a hole in his side." He said, "See that salt shaker there?" I said, "Yes, sir." He said, "When I take that forceps out and get that gauze and pack it from that hole in his chest, I want you to sprinkle that on that gauze as I'm pushing it in that hole. Make sure you hold that light so I can see what I'm doing." 20 years old, 21. We landed there on the 15th. I had a birthday on the 21st, and I was 21.
Why the salt?
That was the first antibiotic in World War II that I knew of. It's called sulfanilamide. Sulfanilamide. It's called sulfa drug for short. I brought some of it home. I don't have it anymore, but if you got a cut, you put that on there, it wouldn't even get sore. It's an antibiotic. So he said to me, "We got 200 men out there on stretchers that had a big counterattack," and said, "Boy, we got our work ahead of us." So I looked out there. Of course, this began to be daylight. I looked out there and boiled stretcher after stretcher after stretcher. So he said, "We'll bring them in one at a time. Those that we can help, we will. But those we can't, we'll put around in the back of the tent." He said, "We'll give them a shot in the arm." And none of them were crying or raising hell or anything. I guess by then they were used to it. There's no use complaining. You're Marines. This is what Marines do. So we put a bunch of them around the back of the tent because they were shot through the chest, shot through the head, and various places. There was one that I remember particularly. You know, all the tents had guy ropes that go to the ground to a little stake. And there was extra rope out there. One little Marine was shot in the head, had one of those ropes and doing this. He didn't know what he was doing. I suppose he was trying to make somebody realize that he was still alive by taking that rope, or might have just been a reflex. Who am I to know? I don't know. Somebody came by that had authority. His badge was that big. Being sarcastic. He said, "Get that man aboard ship." I guess he thought I was going to throw him over my shoulder and swim. And he left. The guy died.
Were some of them conscious? They knew they were dying?
Oh, yeah. Those corpsmen were the bravest people. They would go up there with the guy that was in worse shape you'd ever want to see anybody and work on him.
How long did you work there?
It was just overnight and the next day. They came and got me. I was supposed to go back. See, we were still fighting a war.
On Saipan.
So I went back to my unit.
So the Battle of Saipan, then, you took the island.
When we got back, the fighting was over. They secured the island. I remember a place called Magazine Bay. Magazine Bay was a big inlet where the water from the ocean came in a big circle. They brought us over there on a little hill, and we stayed there all night. We were going to go board ship the next day. During the night, two Japanese ran by, and somebody shot him, blew his head off. And out of the sugar cane, coming out of there was a grinning Japanese. He's given up. And we said, "We got a job for you. Here's your buddy laying over there. Dig a hole and put him in it." Well, that was just hard digging. Coral, you know, it's like digging concrete, practically. So he started digging a hole. When he got it dug, we put him in it and he covered him up. I think somebody took him back to headquarters where they interviewed him, you know. They said, "Don't be killing all these guys. We need to interview them, find out what's going on at their side of the fight." Hell, if you did that, you had to take him back, and you might get killed doing it. So we just shoot him.
Did somebody shoot him, that person?
I would guess.